gonna push record here, don't I? How do I do that? Record. Okay, Meryl Wanderers and Nick, why do you look like a movie star?
I know,
I got a very good camera.
Yeah, and you set it up on the perfect angle with the perfect light, you dirtbag.
Yeah, yeah. I got a light going on and everything.
Yeah, man. And you
except it didn't tidy, like I'm a total mess back here.
Well, you live in an attic? Where do you live?
This is literally an attic.
Oh, it is. Hey, buddy. Oh, look at that. That's a nice space. It's a good place to hide
out. It's cool. It's very Toronto hipster, you know, hipster office.
Welcome to Mayor Wanderers. I'm Mike. Grizz is right there.
I'm Grizz. That is Mike.
And Grizz is all set for the impending apocalypse. Are you on your front porch?
I am on my front porch. on my front porch with beer and a piece of bacon.
Oh, that's good.
And a deck of smokes.
Right on.
I have my Corona mask on.
Okay, that's a Corona mask. Is that is that official?
Yeah, it is actually. And what you do is, right, just so you can handle it all day long, you put the bacon inside of a paper towel.
Yeah.
And you just hang it over, and then you can just follow bacon around all day long. It's really kind of cool.
Oh, see, it's almost like it's like protection and an air freshener.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is handy.
Yeah.
Nick, are you contributing in any way like Grizz is to the cause?
To the cause? What's the cause?
The cause is staying alive, man. And look at him. He's giving us top-notch medical advice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With a chin.
No, I'm just staying at home. I'm doing my duty.
Yeah.
Being a good citizen.
What does that mean?
It means being kind of depressed in your mind and scared all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. This is so fun to do that we could probably do it a little more regular. So to keep Nick from hanging in that attic, that is not, by the way, I don't think he could. I think he would hit his head before he was able to hang in there.
No, my feet would touch the floor.
Oh, that's, yeah, see? See how that goes? You know what's really interesting? It's almost like, can I choose what camera that I want to use in this thing?
I don't know. I don't touch the buttons, dude.
Myself. I don't either. I don't think I should be touching anything.
There's a blue help thing down in the bottom
right.
Don't
touch
part.
That.
Okay.
I don't know. For some reason, for a little while there, it was just on its own. It was just switching all on its own.
Yeah, with voice.
Yeah, it was. Did you notice that?
It actually detects who's speaking and then switches, but it doesn't seem to switch to me.
No, it was switching to you. When you were speaking, I could see it, but now I can't because Mike touched something.
I didn't touch anything. So listen, this is for another time. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I hope everybody out there is doing okay. A couple of things that I can tell you is that we will keep podcasting and keeping an eye on stuff. With a bit of luck, DJ Necessary will also join the conversation this evening, which makes this kind of nice, even though it might sound a little weird. We'll do what we can to fix that up. What are you guys doing to kill the time? Brian, what are you doing?
I'm working a lot.
Yeah.
I fall into the essential service thing for what I do normally. And so I've been working from home. I've been walking my dog.
You're a good man.
Yeah. I got to take this helmet off.
Well, okay. Hold on. You said that you're essential service. I keep forgetting you are a helicopter pilot.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Hang on a second.
Oh. Makes ventilators.
He does. He does. Wow, that was a really tight fit on your head there, Chris.
I'm German. I got a big head.
Is that right? Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Does it protect you? Does that cranium protect you from any other viruses or dangers out there?
No. Stops me from being smart sometimes.
Oh, okay. Hey, check this out. We can message each other.
No.
Nick is fuck. Okay. How do you like that, Nick? Hey, nice. Can you see that?
Is this recording? Is the video actually being recorded right now?
You is fuck. Hold on. I got it. I don't know if it shows me doing that. Nick, you is fuck. There you go.
Nice.
Send me a message I'll read it. Hey, what do you got there? Is that a dube?
No.
What are you smoking right now? Are you keeping
cigarette.
Are you guys keeping high as giraffe balls, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm almost rationing at this point. I bought like an ounce before the shit went down.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
But it should keep me for a while, though. I got that house plant, the Seth Rogen's brand.
Oh, is it? Is it any good?
It's pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't say it's anything better than anything else I've ever tried, but it's not bad. That's awesome.
What's awesome?
You're in Hawaii.
Yes, I'm in Hawaii. How's it going? See, I don't know how. Is it possible to I wish. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
And you're just kind of like a floating head from Star Trek right now.
There we
now.
Go, and I just gave a thumbs up right there. Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could figure out, guys, how we just go from camera to camera. I'm just not good at it, apparently.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it auto-detects, but it doesn't seem to detect me. Do I come up at all?
Yeah, you were.
You were before. Okay, well, hold on. Let me just see. Maybe if I do it this way. Right? No? Okay, well, we'll try it. We'll figure it out at some point. No, never mind, but... This might just be audio, this one. So you bought a bunch of houseplant, and it's Seth Rogen's. I didn't even know that. What other do you know what other strains he has?
He does it differently. Like it's just houseplant, the brand, and then there's sativa, indica, and hybrid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And which one did you get?
I got the sativa. I've been getting into sativa lately. I think sativa is my jam.
Yeah. Well, it will depends on when you're using it, right?
Yeah, maybe I'm not sleeping as well. That's probably because it's sativa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good. Indica will make you sleep like a corpse, right?
Yeah. Sorry, my dog is like, this is so weird to do a podcast. My dog just came in and looked at me like, what are you doing? And laid down. Yeah, some indicas will knock you out. I've heard this said before. I would rather fight sleep than be freaked out by the weed that I'm smoking. I don't know.
What do you mean? Indica makes you paranoid?
No, sativa does. Yeah, indica just makes me sleepy.
If I smoke sativa, I got to be doing something. It's like I got to go work on something, cut the lawn.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hold on. What have I got here?
I just really enjoy just sitting around watching TV.
Oh, there's a sound bite. That's a sound bite. That's almost like a. I think we could use that in the intro to the show. Look at this. I've picked up a couple vapes lately. I got this little vape. Check out that little vape thing there, guys.
That's cool.
Your background thing is making it hard to see.
It is.
Yeah.
Hold it up in front of your face.
Yeah. There we go. How's that?
That's better.
Hey, I can stop that thing. Never mind.
I kind of like it.
Okay, well, there you go. How's that? Is that better right there?
That's better. That's more Obi-Wan-like, considering what you're wearing.
Look, guys, we're only going to be able to figure this out for sure. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, by the way, I'm dressed as, I don't know, Obi-Wan Kenobi or something. Nick has no costume on. And
your karate gi on. You're prepared.
Yeah, dude, you want to? Okay, I'll fucking fight you. Okay.
That's great.
It looks genius, dude.
I just freaked out the dog so bad. Sorry, Miska. Bye, baby. You a good doggy. Yeah, okay. So he's more on the sativas. What are you doing there, Grizz? What's your jam?
What am I doing? To kill time?
Yeah, no, weed-wise. What's your strain right now?
I don't know what I've... Oh, I've been smoking... I can't remember the name of it. Is that good? Cookie Monster.
Oh. So
a nice sativa.
Yeah.
Right. Really good. But then I've been backing it up with this indica that I got at one of the dispensaries that knocks me out at night. Like smoke a joint and sit down and a half an hour later, I'm drooling with my hand in a bag of potato chips.
Well, so, are you guys glad that it's been deemed an essential service just in case these dispensaries where you line up? Like I've seen pictures. People are lined up like fucking this right beside each other. I don't know if that's safe.
I haven't seen that. The dispensary that I saw was pretty, they were all pretty well spaced out, but the lineup was too long. So I wound up going to an underground dispensary because it's easier.
Oh.
And cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, I've been doing delivery. And then when it arrives, I just like, I wipe it all down.
Oh, yeah. Wipes.
Yeah.
Are they wearing like little plastic gloves when they?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't buy it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. They're touching the weed probably anyway, aren't they?
I would think so.
Can you get Corona off weed? I'm going to, guys, hold on. I'm going to find this out.
You're going to find out if Corona, how long does Corona live off weed?
Yeah, we need to know that.
Your weed. All right, here we go.
I'll be back in a second, fellas.
All right, he's going for PP. All right, how to get high safely during da-da-da-da-da-da.
There's actually an article on this?
Yes, there is. I guess I could share this. It seems silly.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I guess that can be pretty hazardous because you're putting your mouth on it, kind of, but it's going in a joint. I don't know, and the whole process of rolling it, I don't know if the actual weed would actually transfer that easily.
Okay, coronavirus can survive up to 4 hours on copper surfaces and up to 24 hours on cardboard and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. It doesn't say.
It doesn't live on organic matter?
But if a person who is sick sneezes, coughs, or anything from a bud to a pipe, I don't know what that means. The virus can be spread. What does that mean? But if a person who is sick sneezes or coughs on anything from bud to a pipe, the virus can be spread. What?
Bud to a pipe? I don't understand that, though.
Yeah. Okay, so it said, if somebody sneezes on it, on your bud or on your pipe, you can get it.
I can see that on your pipe.
Not on
Now I'm going to be paranoid every time. Stuff,
though, you know, right? The truth is, the best part about this is that I don't have to pass my joints anymore.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Get your own. Right? Like, kind of like that. Not, I mean, I smoke my own most of the time anyway. I'm not like a share kind of guy unless I really know the guys I'm hanging out with.
I got to take the background off. Now I'm freaking out. What did I smoke? Okay.
I kind of like it. Oh, look. Now, that's a cool background.
That's my house.
Your house.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. If you're like me, you're going in and out of Panax. Do you have that about this at all, guys?
Ooh. Yeah. I have that. Now that they're starting to get news out that there's younger people dying from this,
yeah,
and kind of horribly, yeah, that it isn't just the blue hairs. Not to say that, you know, I don't care if they die, but it's the fact that it could possibly.
You don't care about the blue hairs, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
If
I'm
you
not
dyed
like,
your hair blue at any point in the last year or so, or your hair is blue right now. Nick doesn't give a shit if you die.
No.
You know, you hear that Brady guy, Brady Kroger or whatever his name was, the guy they interviewed in Florida. Remember there was that douchebag they interviewed? I was like, I'm not worried about Corona. I want to party.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he didn't. I don't think he got it, but he issued an apology.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he's like, I love my grandma, and, you know, it's pretty serious. You know, back then I thought I was invincible, but now that I've been completely rejected from society, I realize that, you know, the elderly are really important.
And,
you know?
Okay, listen, thank you, youthful Corona douche. Look, do you mind if we interview you a little more?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so what were you thinking, like... is partying like a big part of your life?
Really important. You know, it's part of me. You know, I'm very passionate about it. But
partying?
Now that nobody will talk to me, my parents have cut me off. I kind of feel that, you know, it's important our elderly community.
What does that mean? It's important our elderly community. You just said that's not a sentence.
You know, it's just, you know, we gotta flatten the curb and social distance.
It's not,
you know,
it's a curb, not curb, a curb. Bro. We're not flattening the curb. Somebody, anyway. Well, listen, youthful Corona douchebag. I hope that you survive the coronavirus and you live to party another day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those words, he didn't get a single one. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, I think that the people defying it, did you hear about those people in Connecticut? I guess that they were all celebrating their 40th birthday. They called it zero party or something. And then they split up after the party and one of the guys had Corona and now they're just spreading it all over the world. One of them went to South Africa.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear about the guy that ate fish tank cleaner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not supposed to laugh because I think they were challenged maybe.
I don't care.
I think they were challenged. I don't want to say. Well, I think
now they're life challenged.
Well,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, one of them is.
I think it's really funny that they everybody's blaming the president for that. For people,
yeah, no, that's what got me. Huh? You know, I talked to you about this the other day, right?
Yeah.
They're blaming the president for everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But what you and I talked about this, what's freaking me out or what's bugging me is that they put a death counter on television and people are watching that like people watch a pot boiling. It's like just waiting for the, oh, what's someone, oh, look, it went up again by two. Oh, yeah. Went up by three.
It is freaky.
Well, it's just too much because, you know, they said it the other day, 50,000 people already died by flu this year. So globally, I don't understand. I don't understand why everything.
I see what you're saying. The numbers seem a little low, right?
Well, yeah.
Not and low. Hold on. I sounded like Nick, not liking the old people. But what I really meant was it seems like compared, like percentages of people on Earth to people with it and then who will die from it. Unless there's something I don't know about the virus. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's the numbers aren't massive.
No.
And you're watching them all day long. If they put those numbers up for like gun violence, let's say.
Yeah. And then the internet's filling up with all kinds of crazy stuff.
Like what?
Yeah. But the numbers aren't that, the numbers are pretty high in Italy and in Spain now.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, but we have to factor in that we have been like, I have been doing this for 3 weeks, I think. I've been staying at home mostly
and
for 3 weeks.
And you're well?
Of course I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that's good.
So, you know, perhaps we actually nip this in the bud, you know, maybe perhaps we actually prevented
Easter,
something here.
Well, here's a question. How come so many famous people have it?
Well, I think that they're just able to get tested.
Yeah, but okay. But how come so many have it? They're famous.
I almost spilled my coffee because I'm not used to these crazy Jedi sleeves.
It's such a Jedi small sleeves. Circle, you know, of people, celebrities.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty high percentage that got it. Like,
yeah, so I saw a stat out there that you're 41,000 times more likely to get coronavirus if you're a famous person.
Yes.
Which is a funny. Somebody was just being a joker because, yeah, we're hearing a lot. Prince Charles now, huh? Wow.
Isn't that kind of freaky?
Yeah.
Awful close to the Queen Mom.
Yeah.
Oh. Queen Mom's dead.
Oh, yeah. that's a good point.
Pretty
Queen
close
Mom is
point.
Dead.
Thanks,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So what do we call this queen? The queen, queenie queen? Queen,
no,
the queen
just,
kid?
Just the queen. She's just the queen.
I think she's known as the kid. That's what they call her around the palace. Here comes the kid.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Hey, kid. Do you think people are like, hey, kid?
I think she can still whip a shoe.
I like the notion of the queen whipping a shoe.
Just taking the shoe off and hauling
the corgi takes it by accident.
I'll bet you she beat Andrew half to death with it.
I just picture one of those beef eater guards just standing stoically and then like, here comes the old lady, and then just a shoe hits him in the side of the head.
Thank you, madam. You can't say, the beef eaters aren't supposed to even smile. But if the queen hits you with the shoe and you don't smile, I can't help you. There's something wrong with you.
I think it's great. I think it'd be hysterical.
Thank you, madam. May I have another, Your Majesty? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Funny shit. But yeah, I do. The celebrity thing is a little weird. And I mean, Tom Hanks was all the rage, but now he's playing cards and recuperating like he had a cold. And so we've forgotten about him.
Well, his wife's out singing songs in bars or whatever it is, right? Like, she's out there singing songs.
Oh.
Do you see that on TMZ? Oh, yeah, no, they're doing great.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Yeah.
So I
thought,
she was
singing,
like,
OPP or something the other day. Was it Rita Wilson or whatever her name is?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. She was in stuff, right?
Yeah, like TV movies and stuff.
Yeah. She was? That's all?
I remember a really bad movie in the 90s called Now and Then that she was in.
Oh, I remember that piece of shit.
Yeah.
You directed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I was a director.
Yeah. And sound guy.
Yeah. Well, it was a very low budget.
Oh, I get a really nice screenshot of you right now. I hope I can capture this in time. I hope your image doesn't update from where it is right now. Hold on.
It will not. It will freeze again. But
did you hear? I caught a screen cap. There you go. Okay. Well, I think we've the one thing that I will say is that we've had a pretty. Hey, you know what I want to do? Let me see if I can do this. Dun, dun, dun. I might be able to play our theme. What's it called? You know what? Yeah. Please don't show porn. Beastly. Can you see the screen?
I cannot.
How about this? Yeah. Can you hear this? Can you hear that?
No.
You couldn't hear that music just now?
No.
Oh, what a drag. Because you know how fun it would be to actually play the theme music live right now?
Sure.
How exciting would it be?
I don't know.
So how long do you guys predict this is going to be that we're all locked up here? We're in Canada, by the way. They're saying, the president's saying in the States, Easter.
Yes.
We'll resurrect.
No, that ain't going to happen.
No?
That ain't going to happen.
Why not?
I'm hearing 18 months. That's what I'm hearing.
What are you doing, Nick?
I don't know. Months. I'm living in panic, I guess. All I'm getting
months?
Is negative.
Do you think that they would let us stay in our homes for 18 months? They want us to go back to work after 14 days, bud.
Companies are actually prepping for it to last as long as 18 months.
Yeah, you know, I can't.
I don't believe that, though, but it's just what they're saying.
No, I can't see that. And again, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to start interacting again next week because I don't live with my girlfriend.
Oh.
That's all I'm gonna say.
How are you guys handling that?
Oh, I handle it a lot.
I know what you were doing there.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got.
So what
bro.
Did you do? Did you set a deadline or something with lady friend?
Yeah. So after next week.
Do you know for a long time Camilla Parker Bowles was Prince Charles's lady friend?
Well, I shouldn't call her lady friend anymore.
Why? What happened?
Well, you don't like it and she doesn't like it.
God damn, I hate that when he calls her lady friend.
Yeah, I think at this point you got to commit. After this amount of time, I think you got to upgrade to girlfriend at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's not a girl though. She's a woman.
Can you guys hear my dog panting?
But there's no word for it. You don't say woman friend. It's a status.
Yeah.
But lady.
Yeah. No.
I thought it was night.
Lady. You sound like Jerry Lewis. Hey, lady.
Okay. All right. All right. No. All right. Fine.
So what are you going to call her?
I'll call her by her name.
Chicky Mama?
Not
hey,
a chance.
Mama.
She's got a black belt in karate. She'll kick the teeth out of my mouth.
Okay. Then
you guys
seen
the Big Lebowski?
Show this move. Watch. I've been practicing this. Watch.
No. It ain't going to work. She'll kick me right in the head.
You guys seen the Big Lebowski? What is it? Stay away from my fucking lady friend. My lady friend.
Not to worry. Not Corona. Chronic.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's very different. Sure. Here's some of the tools that I have around me on my desk at home, by the way, in case you're wondering. I have a soundboard. I have this. I don't even know what this is.
It's an adapter.
That, of course, is very... Very
bottle
important.
Opener.
Yeah. Spare cartridges. Oh, another one of these.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
You got means of communication. I haven't wiped this down in 4 minutes, but I will. And, of course, espresso.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have fun sleeping tonight.
Hmm?
Have fun sleeping tonight.
No, I don't sleep. I watch Vigilant over my city as coronavirus rages on. I am there day and night. With my Corona knowledge.
Vigilant.
Yeah. Vigilant. Hypervigilant.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I have hypervigilance disorder.
Yeah, okay.
Are you wiping everything down like fucking idiots all the time, though, too?
I went to Canadian Tire and like basically cleared out the automotive section of all their wipes and hand sanitizers.
I got the stuff that plumbers use.
That's what I got.
It's like this big orange pump thing?
Yep. Same one.
What if I show it to you? Could you identify it as being right or not?
As in me having the same one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good, you think? Because I read it and I didn't understand anything on the back.
Hey, it's better than nothing. And it's cheaper than Lysol wipes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Nick, what about you? How you handling your biz?
I'm not constantly wiping because we don't go out. We don't leave the house. And when we do leave the house to go get food or something like that, like we go out in like our clothes we wore the day before. We get our stuff, we go home, and then we strip off all the clothes, throw it in the laundry, take a shower.
Yeah.
And then we're cool for, you know, we don't have to worry about, contamination or whatever.
Off the clothes that you were wearing outside.
So I got a question. Okay. Let's in 9 months from now.
Yeah.
Let's compare the birth rate. Cause what do you want to make a bet? There's going to be a baby boom in 9 months.
Oh, people for sure. Up. Yeah. We're going to call them coronas. We're going to call them Corona babies. How That's sad right. is that?
The Corona generation.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it would be a really dumb time to get pregnant right now.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I want to go to the hospital.
Yeah, well, I don't think if you got pregnant right now, you'd be going to the hospital. But in 18 months, you might, Nick. And as you say, unless people are having baby elephants or evolution changes so dramatically with the coronavirus.
Hey, the midwife business is going to go up.
Oh, yeah. That's why I downloaded my certificate today.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I dated a midwife once.
Yeah, I don't even really know how hard that can be. Come on, push. Come on, push. You can do it. Come on, push. That sort of thing.
It was actually, she told me some stories where, like, the way they set up, one woman got her neck broken.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, because she put her foot up on the midwife's shoulder, and then she went to push, and when she pushed, her foot slipped, and it hit the midwife in the head and broke.
Was it like a neck break like in an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where the person dies?
Yeah.
Or was it like a sad one, like a Christopher Reeves neck break?
No, no, like killed instantly one. But oh nice.
And day. Then nice. They still nice had to get day. The baby out and they pulled the baby's head off. Any more into the story we don't want to know?
I know. I'm going to leave it there.
Oh, my God. Nick,
you're so disturbed that you should just put a black light in there and turn everything off because that was the creepiest thing you could have said. Honestly, was it Christopher Reeve kind of neck break or was it like Arnold Schwarzenegger? So
I guess I'm curious. I guess I'm asking, did she die?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they forgot they were delivering a baby, and then like about an hour later they heard some crying and they were like, oh Jesus Christ, we better get back in there.
Would have been terrible if she had the baby's head in her hands, got her neck broken, just dragged it out. That was a terrible joke. Sorry. Terrible joke. Sorry, just sort of fell out. It's awful. I know. Okay. Edit.
Yeah. No, it's fine. If anybody gets this far in, God bless you for being there anyway. Well, look at that, guys. We made a half hour go by just killing time together. We're good at this now. It sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Cool. We're doing our part, folks. We're an essential service.
I've always said that about us. Listen to Mostly False with Nikki over there. The Awakener is a great show. It's like taking off, especially now. You'll hear Grizz on that. And we'll be back with you. You know, I think we do this a couple of times a week maybe. Eh?
I like the video thing. This is cool.
Well, if I figure the video, we could even do something every couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is easy.
All right. I love you guys. Say it back. Stay safe.
Get better cameras.
Well, I have a better camera.
Yeah, I have
a better camera. Well, why don't you get a better camera, Grizz?
What's wrong with my camera?
Yeah, nice lighting, douche.
Sorry.
I actually find his camera the most compelling for whatever reason.
It's nice. Looks like a snuff film.
Sorry. I got a big light behind me.
Actually, you're actually not in a bunker. It's shocking to me.
No, but like I said, I got a mattress behind me.
Dude, could you do the next episode from the van?
The van's not here, but I could.
It was it's in a compound. The police wanted to see it.
Freaking dick.
It's now covered in luminol. Yeah.
Okay, we'll catch you next time.